Welcome to the Advent Casts for the Year of Our Salvation 2025. This is Father John Zulsdorf. This is the Zeroeth Advent Cast for 2025, our annual audio gathering before the liturgical year opens. On this Saturday before the first Sunday of Advent, Holy Church stands with us at the threshold of a new sacred cycle. Each year, through the liturgy, she presents the history of our salvation and the mysteries of the life, death, resurrection, and return of the Lord. These mysteries do not change, but we do. Therefore, in our full conscious and actual participation in them, we touch them anew each year and in a fresh way. We, each being different, can receive in a new way what God wants to give. Christ, acting in our sacred worship, shapes us by these mysteries. In turn, we shape the world around us. Advent now rises before us as a season both ancient and ever new. It is penitential, like Lent, yet marked with a distinct brightness. Because Advent prepares us for the joy of the Lord's Nativity, it is a season of joyful penance, or perhaps better, a penitential joy. Here, sorrow for sin and longing for healing mingle with the quiet expectation of Bethlehem. Yet the Church also insists that Advent is about more than the past. It points us toward the second coming yet to come, when the Lord will return in glory. If we do penance before Christmas, how much more should we do penance before the Lord's fearful and majestic return? The overarching message of Advent echoes through its prayers and readings. Make straight and smooth the Lord's paths. Prepare your hearts, watch and be ready. The King is coming. The prophets cry out, and the liturgy stirs us from our routines. And through it all, Christ himself draws ever nearer. So let us begin another liturgical year together. I hope these podcasts will help you to tune your heart to the Church's voice, which is calling you to hope and to conversion, to joyful expectation. The other day, one of my friends in a very active texting group that we have shared a beautiful passage with us from John Henry Newman, St. John Henry Newman, on the subject of watching. I conceive it may be explained as follows. Do you know the feeling of expecting a friend, expecting him to come, and he delays? Do you know what it is to have a friend in a distant country, to expect news of him, and to wonder from day to day what he is now doing, and whether he is well? Do you know what it is so to live upon a person who is present with you, that your eyes follow his, that you read his soul, that you see all its changes in his countenance, that you anticipate his wishes, that you smile in his smile, and are sad in his sadness, and are downcast when he is vexed, and rejoice in his successes? To watch for Christ is a feeling such as all these, as far as feelings of this world are fit to shadow out those of another.
O come, divine Messiah, the world in silence waits a day when hope shall sing its triumph and sadness flee away. Sweet Savior, haste, come, come to earth.
The collect in the Vetus Ordo, the Usus Antiquior, for the 24th and last Sunday after Pentecost. Let us pray. O Lord, we beseech you, arouse the wills of your faithful people, that by a more earnest search for the fruit of your divine work, they may receive more abundantly of the healing effects of your goodness. Oremus, exscitia quaesumus Domini tuorum fidelium voluntates, ut divini operis fructum propensius exsequentes, pietatis tue remedia maiore percipiant. Per Dominum nostrum Iesum Christum filium tuum, qui tecum vivit et regnat in unitate Spiritus Sancti, Deus, per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen.
And show thy face, and bid us hail the dawn of grace. O come, divine Messiah.